God's attributes, sources of unceasing flow of blessings. It is the prosperity of the soul that leads you, your quest for the prosperity of the soul that leads you to come to Christ, that leads you to be a Christian, wish to be a Christian. It is the prosperity of your soul that makes you learn mysteries. The prosperity of your soul that makes you, led you to hear the end time message. And you came out of those errors. But when you come out of these errors, you are also expected to prosper. Financial prosperity, spiritual prosperity, and also be in health. Just as your soul is prospering, you should also prosper physically. So when you talk of rich people, it should be among us. I'm talking of godly prosperity. There is godly prosperity as a Christian. Don't let anybody preach poverty on you. Don't let anybody tell you to accept your estate. Learn to study this God, the God we serve. He is so mysterious, and his mystery is very interesting to curious mankind, particularly myself. And he who seeks will find. But because I seek to find, because many of us are very foolish, we don't ask questions. Something strange is happening around you. Would you ask so that you will know what is happening? In the Christian context, blessing simply means God's favor and protection. That's the meaning of blessing. It means heavenly approval for you. That's the meaning in the Christian context. That is the meaning of blessing. Favor and protection of God is what is called blessing. I am talking about the sources of unceasing flow of blessings. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, we'll pick your Bibles and let me pick a text from Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 16. Just that verse, then you sit down, then we fire on. Just get your Bibles so that you are not distracted. Get your Bibles and write down these scriptures. When you go back, look at them again, because we shall read many scriptures here. That scripture says, Proverbs 21 verse 16, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. The man that wandereth, including the woman, that wandereth out of the way of understanding, get knowledge. With all thy getting, get understanding, get knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge. Amen. If you don't have knowledge, the anointing you have will be useless. It will not profit you. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with it. That is what 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 says. But how can it profit you when you lack the knowledge that should go with that manifestation? It's so important. We're looking at the topic, the sources of unceasing flow of blessings. I have four sources. Four sources. And listen, the four of them must go together. You take one and you leave the other, you will never get it. It's a combination of the four. So listen very carefully There's nothing new I'm going to say, but I'm only going to stress something you already know, but you may not have known the impact. 3 John verse 2. This was the prayer of Apostle John to the church and to us here. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I read it again. He said, above all things that he wished for we, the believers, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. This is the emphasis. Even as thy soul prospereth. The prosperity of the soul first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then other things will follow. It is the prosperity of the soul that leads you. Your quest for the prosperity of the soul that leads you to come to Christ. That leads you to be a Christian, wish to be a Christian. It is the prosperity of your soul that makes you learn mysteries. The prosperity of your soul that led you to hear the end time message. And you came out of those errors. But when you come out of these errors, you are also expected to prosper. Financial prosperity, spiritual prosperity, and also be in health. Just as your soul is prospering, you should also prosper physically. The economies of this world is determined by finances. So we are supposed to prosper economically. We are supposed to prosper financially. It's important. Praise the Lord. I say this because we as believers, if there's anybody that should be blessed on earth, prosperity should be found among us. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. A 1,000 cattle on a hill belongs to God. The gold, the diamond belong to God. The Bible assured us in 2 Corinthians. Let's read chapter 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he, Jesus, was rich, see the sacrifice he made for us, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty, we might become rich. So when you talk of rich people, it should be among us. I'm talking of godly prosperity. Godly prosperity. It should be among us. Praise the Lord. I spoke with our brother Cosmos Maduka. Everybody, he made a statement during the week. He said, people see me, all they see is how he's prospering. He said, but they don't know the secret behind his wealth. And it is all godly prosperity. And an aspect of his life. So I begged him to come live on our Rapture Watch series this Thursday. He has agreed to come. So that we will interview him and you will share some things with us. When you come near that man and you see what he does, spiritually speaking, you will be so challenged. Please, don't miss that Rapture Watch series. Don't miss it. When you see the things he does for his spiritual life, for his spiritual life. When you see the things he does, even for his physical life, the physical exercises he does to keep fit, the spiritual exercises he do to keep him going. Amen. Then, and the essence of it, you know, I told him, I know it's a personal testimony, but I begged him, I said, it is for admonishment, it's to challenge somebody, so it will not be looked as if it's a show he's making by saying it. He said, because this has been his life anyway. Something made him to open his mouth to tell me that, what he was doing. You see? So, you want to prosper as a Christian, there is godly prosperity as a Christian. Don't let anybody preach poverty on you. Don't let anybody tell you to accept your estate. Listen very well. Don't do that. But the problem I have is sometimes we are teaching here and many people don't seem to understand what we are doing. I'm talking about Brother Cosmos Maduka. Now, I am not a billionaire. I'm not even a millionaire. In fact, I'm not even a thousandaire. Me here. But I'm telling you that I never beg to survive. Each time I say this, it doesn't carry weight anymore because I'm a pastor and the office of pastor has been bastardized because pastoral ministry is now an enterprise. It's a business enterprise. So if I talk, somebody will say, how can you pastor such a church and still beg? So people will not understand. But I'm telling you that this has been my life before ever I became a pastor. Just note it. I operate a principle. I operate a principle that God caused me to see for my prosperity in the Bible, and I follow it religiously. And one thing about anything, any exercise you undertake, there is a way you become diligent in it, consistent in it, it becomes part of you. And when you don't do it, you don't even feel comfortable again. You just find yourself doing it. The Lord ministered to me the secret of prosperity. I've shared it several times, you know, but the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. People don't understand that. So what I'm teaching you is what I have confirmed. Secondly, listen very well. Learn to study this God, the God we serve. He is so mysterious. He is so mysterious, so mysterious. And his mystery is very interesting to curious mankind, particularly myself. The things of the Spirit, since I gave my life to Christ, it has been so, I've been so curious. And he who seeks, we find. Okay, let me use an example. These signs shall follow them that believe. They will lay hand upon the sick, and the sick shall recover. I begin to think on it. I'm telling you how you study this God. I begin to think. Waiting there, this hand. Then, when I became a pastor now, you know, I noticed, content will come. See, shake me. God bless you. Nothing happened. Agreed, nothing happened. But see again now. Now, this same hand that I hold him again like this now. I will hold him like this. No, it's okay. And this same hand, anointing will carry him. I hold you like this now. I don't greet him before, Abi. Eh? They look at me. It is how they lie. Are they lying, Abi? No, I'm not lying. I'm teaching something. This is very practical. This is how I learn God. This same hand, I greet you. Nothing happened before. But this same hand, now again, I hold you now again. I will hold you and anointing will carry you. But anointing will carry you. No, carry, nobody will hold you now. We want to hear something. Now, it happens. So, I will ask, what did this hand? But I shake you now. Nothing happened. I shake this one, but I shake someone. Anointing will carry the person. Somebody is sick. And then I lay hand on the person. And then I say, check. I didn't feel any sensation. Then he said, Pastor, it's gone. This same hand. Waiting there inside. That's how you study God. That is how you study God. But because I seek to find, because many of us are very foolish, we don't ask questions. Something strange is happening around you. Won't you ask so that you know what is happening? Then one day, the same thing, my wife was sick again. And I lay my hand on her. And God opened my eyes in the spirit. And I saw a light that proceeded from my hand into her head. And she received healing. From that day, I said, so the hand of a believer, there is something there. Amen. That the ordinary eye cannot see. Depending on what purpose. If it is a social greeting, God bless you, the light will not go come. But if it is for a purpose of a blessing, you shake that hand, something will happen. There is a light in the hand. It is not for me only. It is for every one of us. This sign shall follow them that believe. I'm trying to attune somebody's mind. Retune. I'm going to... Amen. I am retuning somebody's head. So, here we are. Somebody is sitting down there. His last money that he has. His last money that he has. They are giving offering here. And the voice of the Lord told him, command that money and go and drop it at the altar. Now, it was after he came, obeyed and dropped it, trekked back home, that the next day, that he sold, the problem he was having was not selling the shop. He sold all the sale for the past 6 months market that he didn't sell. He sold it in one day. Now, if I hear such testimony, I'll begin to ask. You want to bless him. Why didn't you just bless him? Why do you have to tell him to bring an offering before you will bless him? You want to bless the widow of Zarephath. Who is crying there, a widow? The last thing she has, it is she will die. You decided to starve your servant. Then you now, when you say your servant will die, then you now say, he should go to Zarephath. There's a woman there that I have arranged for you. Amen. And he got there, he said, prepare for me first. So now, when you read that story, you are supposed to learn a principle of God. That's what I'm saying. This is how we learn the principle, you know, of God. And it is this knowledge that we study in that helps you know how to walk with him. Amen. It is this principle that helps you to know how to walk with him. And this is all, you know, you say you are not blessing, you are not being blessed, you are not blessed, you are always complaining. No more. There was in the wilderness, manna was falling from heaven. But as soon as they entered the promised land, glory be to God. Immediately they enter the promised land, the manna ceased. Amen. From now on, he told Joshua, now the people will have to go to farm. It is what you sow, you will reap. It will not be falling from heaven again. The law of sowing and reaping. Sowing and harvest. Because he said, as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Why? It's now time. While you were in the wilderness like that, manna was falling from heaven. Manna was falling from heaven. Many of us, we go through wilderness, also a phase of the Christian journey. Manna will be coming from everywhere. But after you reach the promised land, amen. After you reach the promised land, if you are going to be blessed, then you will have to learn the principles of prosperity. And follow it, and follow it diligently. In the Christian context, blessing simply means God's favor and protection. That's the meaning of blessing. It means heavenly approval for you. That's the meaning in the Christian context. That is the meaning of blessing. He said, in blessing, told Abraham, in blessing, I will bless you. What he's telling him is that there will be God's favor upon you and God's protection over you. Favor and protection of God is what is called blessing. How many people want to be blessed? Okay, not everybody put up their hand. It's either you are not listening to me or you truly don't want to be blessed. Let me say again, it's not by force. It's not by force. If you don't want to be blessed, put up your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3. You don't want to be blessed, Abby? Okay, if you want to be blessed, let me see your hand up. Okay, if you want to be blessed, then listen to me. Listen very well. Amen. Because in this, particularly in this fellowship, there are things we need. There are things we need to know. I was telling you last Sunday, by way of introduction, this same way of studying, study, has made me to know, amen, that even that man, that's why I say study. Even that man that was asked to bring out all he has and put it at the altar, he did it and he went and he was blessed. If he is a student of God, how God moves. That's why we listen to testimonies. We learn from people's testimonies. Hallelujah. We learn to know how God works. I really want to stress this. Now, does it mean that if you want God to bless you, listen, if you want God to bless you, everything you have, empty it and put it at the altar? That's not what God is saying. It simply means God is telling him, see source of blessing there. And I'll prove it as we go on. That's what he's telling you. You begin to hear prophecy. God told you, God is saying, you go before a prophet. Prophet say, for this problem to go, for this your thing to come to pass, go and give an offering to the widows. Then you are looking for money and going to give widows offering. Amen. Go and give this offering to your pastor and something will happen. The truth is this. At that material moment, if you do it, something will happen. If it is God that has spoken, when you obey it, something will happen. Listen to me. Especially those of you who were not here last week. Let me stress this again. I am talking about the sources of unceasing flow of blessing. See, when you give it to the widows, they pray for you. After they pray for you, they pray for you only, the testimony will be for only that particular thing. After that, if you don't catch the reason why he told you to give it to the widows, if you don't catch it, frustration will still continue. What, from my own study of this God that we all serve, which I'm sharing with you all today, each time, hallelujah, by telling that brother, to go and drop that offering when they were taking an offering for some ministers, it simply means God is telling you, see a source of blessing. If you look at that man very well, he doesn't give to ministers. That is supposed to open your eye. Ah. And not to wait when nothing is happening again. The shop don't close again. The demon don't come again. Then you will remember, say, now offering where I give for minister that day. Then you will go again, look for minister to give. That is a contract. And I told you last Sunday, I said, see, somebody like me, God, I have never received a revelation that I should go and maybe somebody give him a revelation for anything to happen, go and give this offering to somebody. I have never received that revelation. But because I already have a given heart, you may have a need that I don't know. God can speak to me and say, I should give you something. And I will ask you. And why he's coming to me is the same thing like that woman at Zarephath. Jesus Christ made a statement. He said, there were many widows in Israel. But God did not send Elijah to any other woman, but that widow of Zarephath. There were many, many of them. Why did he choose that one? Because there are some. If Elijah go, he will say, you are 419 for this hunger time, this COVID-19. You want to use 419 to say, I should prepare for you first. This is all I have, I will die. But there is a woman that if you put the name of God to it, she will do it. Therefore, that woman should not die by hunger. This is what we learn. Praise the Lord. But while I'm saying all this, be looking at me. Amen. Me, naturally, I don't look at any man's thing. Naturally, I've told you this before. If you'll be a billionaire, I will admire you. Wish I can have what you have. But I will never envy you. I don't look at another man's thing. I will rejoice with you. Because I know it's a grace you have, I don't have. You are better than me. So, many of you in this ministry, amen, you should be better than you are financially, and you don't know it. For lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Let's read some scriptures now. He said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. The way you have chosen to live your life. But the end thereof are the ways of death. Chapter 16. Let's look at some scriptures in the book of Proverbs. Chapter 16 and verse 9. This is what the wise man says. He says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his footsteps. So there's an adage that says, man proposes, but God disposes. I hope we know that. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 21. Proverbs 19 verse 21. What did he say? There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Only his counsel shall stand. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 24, listen to what the wise man says. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? How? Oh, praise the Lord. The answer is in Psalm 119 and verse 9. It says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? The only way is by taking heed thereto according to thy word, according to the word of the Lord. That is why Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. It says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 27, because of that scripture, it says, cease, my son, my daughter, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. I read it again. Cease from the instruction. Hallelujah. That causeth to make to err, error, err from the words of knowledge. And this includes instruction of false preachers. Instruction from bad friends. Instruction from unbelievers. And also instruction that come from your mind, your flesh. Cease from it. That was the problem of Adam. Adam and Eve, they had instruction from God himself, the word of God for them. The word of the Lord for them is, you want own everything here, eat of these three, but don't eat of this other tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat from it, the eating there is listen to it. You will die, because if you listen to that tree there is a source of life. Source of life and source of death. If you listen to it, you will do things that you will die. But they listen to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Always remember that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has, from the beginning, this is our peculiarity, from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are chosen, verse 13 again, God has from the beginning chosen you and I to salvation through these two processes, sanctification of the Spirit and, very importantly, belief of the truth. And God's word is the truth. If Adam and Eve had believed God's word, the truth, we will not be in the estate that we are in today. And that is the problem. They had to be cast out of God's presence. They had to be cast out of the garden. And while they were in the garden, blessings, amen, were flowing. They were sleeping and waking and sleeping and waking. Amen. There was no mosquito bite, but suddenly something happened. Now mosquito was biting them. Snake was pursuing them. And he said, break the edge. Serpent will bite you. As I talk about Adam, I'm talking about believers. Hallelujah. As long as they refused, the moment they refused to hear what God said concerning their prosperity, they are finished. You depart from God's presence and you depart from the flow of God's blessing. In the cool of the evening, God will come down and have fellowship. Imagine that. Imagine anybody here where you have God coming down. You have fellowship with him. You see heaven anyhow. You flow between the earth and the heaven. Only man had that privilege. Adam and Eve. Just imagine that. And suddenly, because you listen to the wrong counsel. Whatever counsel you have listened to before, listen to godly counsel now that I want to give you. So I mentioned, I said there are four sources. Combination keeps the blessings flowing. Number one is come back to God. Adam, come back to God. Come back home. Come back home. That is the whole process of the ongoing agenda of God. The mystery of salvation is Adam has been driven out of the garden. No more blessing. God wants to bring him back to that garden again so that the fellowship can continue. Take note of it. And that is the purpose of the parable in Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine, son of a rich man. He said he has seen this error. He said princes are walking on foot and the servants are riding on horses. Let's read on. He said it's an error. Let's read on. Hallelujah. And he will then have filled his belly with the horse that the swine did eat. See the level he descended to. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, he came to himself. He now came to himself. I pray that after today, somebody, you will come back to yourself. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with the hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. You see? And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, this is the interesting part, church. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring, that is authority, sonship, adoption. on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted, the best calf, and kill it, and let us eat and make merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. You can read that to the end of that parable. The emphasis here is that when he walked out of where he was supposed to be, he lost the flow of blessing. Take note of that. Stay where God has placed you. And it's very easy to know where God has placed you. Where God has placed you, one of the evidence is that you have peace and you prosper. Because the truth is, God will only meet you where he has kept you. That's why I pity people who don't understand what it means for us to even come together like this in fellowship. You don't know that coming together like this is a fellowship with our Father. This is a family meeting. This is the time that God gives everybody reason to believe that he is alive. He is among you. That's what he wants to let us know. When sometimes you will just see a prophet will come and call somebody's name. There's somebody, Elizabeth, in the choir. There's somebody who... Is there any Elizabeth there? Faith. Is there anybody by the name of Faith in the choir? He said, yes, 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 yes. But she didn't come today. And you hear the prophet say, ah. Now, the question I always ask in my study, doesn't God know that the person is not in the church? Is there anything God doesn't know? Eh? So why is God speaking as if he doesn't know that he's not in the church? He came down and said, Adam, where art thou? Amen. Adam, where art thou? As if he doesn't know where Adam is. What he's actually saying there is, Adam, you see now, you see where you find yourself now? Because you listen to another gospel. It's a way of saying, faith, you are supposed to be in fellowship. And it is only when you are in fellowship here, I will give you that your prayer request you have been looking for. People don't understand the scripture in Matthew 18 verse 18. Whatever you bind, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. People mistake this scripture. Hallelujah. What verse 18 is saying is not, I bind you in Jesus' name, I loose you in Jesus' name. That's not the meaning of that verse. So it is speaking of agreement. Whatever you agree together, you bound yourself together in agreement here, it is settled in heaven. The one for bind and to loose is in Matthew 16, verse 18 also. I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now watch verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is the one that we use for deliverance. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I loose you in the name of Jesus. But Matthew 18 is agreement. Listen, people miss these things. If we all agree that every Sunday we will meet here from 9 a.m., it is our fellowship day. Heaven records it, and it is an appointment. If we all change it again to be now every Monday, not Sunday again. If you come here on Sunday, you are on your own. It's not part of the agreement. But if we are to gather at any certain day, like Sunday like this, like vigil like this, Friday vigils in this ministry, it is settled in heaven, and our God keeps appointments. He that called for the meeting is in the meeting. Thank you. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst thereof. People don't understand this. You see, I'm taking matter. I don't want to rush this teaching. I want somebody to catch these little mistakes we make. We take things for granted. And we live miserable life. We don't progress physically. We don't progress spiritually. The things that you overlook, that you may not know, affect your progress spiritually and physically. Take note of it. As little, I said, the day that I saw, I have said this here several times before, some years back, that a woman was coming to drop offering and something was pushing her. And I was wondering why she forced herself to come, the force will push her back. She struggled to come to the altar to drop in, and I was standing at the altar. And suddenly, the Lord opened my eyes to see that there was an angel that was driving her back. When I closed my eyes, while that was going on, I was closing my eyes to find out. I was just asking within me, Lord, why? I didn't know that she forced herself to come. While I closed my eye, when the angel vexed, threw away her hand that she did like this, broke, hit my teeth. I injured my mouth. In fact, I could not talk for 1 week. Carry your trouble. Come finish me for altar. Praise God. So I began to study. Why was her, throughout that day, why was her offering rejected? And the Lord ministered to me that she insulted her husband at home and left the man in that anger and took her Bible to come to church. From that day, all I knew was anytime anybody is bringing offering, there are angels that are watching. So who said God is not interested in your offerings? Everything we do when we come here, He is watching. Including you when they sleep, if they look at you. We will get to that. Israel will never be blessed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Until they come back to their land. You will never be blessed until you are able to locate where God has placed you. That's why I told you, I said there is permissive will of God and there is a perfect will of God. Listen, this is important. This point, come back home, is repent like the prodigal son and come back. Check your life again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Discover your placement. Let me emphasize that a little bit. Even concerning your career. The career that you are in, sometimes you are struggling in it because it may not be God's perfect will for you. Be sure that it's not copy. Because you see somebody is prospering, you to enter, you enter yourself. He's a welder and he's always having market everywhere. Don't build houses. You say, me too, they go learn welder. You too, they go learn welder. Are you sure now welder work be your own? He's a bank manager. I'm going to read banking and finance. You go read banking and finance to finish. You go see, say you don't get work. Even in your ministry, your calling. That's what the Bible says, you should stay. Stay in your calling. Stay in your calling. And that is the most difficult one for gifted people to to adhere to. Especially those who have ability to inquire from God to see people's problem and give solution, otherwise known as a prophet and prophetess. God has set some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some and teachers. Fivefold ministry. See the finger here. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work, for the perfection of the body. For the work of the ministry. This is the body. This fivefold. Everyone has his work to do. If you leave your own, if God call you as a pastor, you they go sit down, they see vision, they try to see vision, and of course, you don't even have the ability like a prophet. God did it in such a way that you can't mix the two, you can never mix the two. The grace that a prophet has, a pastor can never have it. No matter how God they show me small, then means I go change my title to prophet, doctor, Moses Alu. Nothing like that. I will not see anything. I will mislead you because I will enter flesh so that you will see me as a prophet now. I will have to be act prophet. I will be acting like a prophet. Mislead you. When you enter, finish, I see your shoe. See the way you dress. I just say, nothing is working in your family. So they are the ones that will tell you instruction here, instruction. No solution, nothing. If you do it, if fire the thing enter, you say, hey, I told you. Isn't it nothing they work, isn't it? Nothing. In fact, nobody in your family they work. Then if the person do eye like this, he said, not all correct. He said, acting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stay in your calling. Stay where God has placed you. And I will never stop saying it. It will never stop, but at least recorded that I said it. Because I'm a teacher. And I'm not saying it for any prophet to stay here. Prophet Sunday. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, go and open your church. Not be me you deserve. Now God you deserve. If for any reason God tell you to go to your village, to go and start a church, go. But be careful that God is not giving you your heart desire in prophecy. And immediately they leave. They are sitting down here, all of them, since Sunday and the rest, they are saying, amen, amen, amen. Immediately the demon come on them and they leave. Watch their Facebook. What till they talk there? Who told you that the prophet cannot pastor? Why you don't answer me when you're here? Praise the Lord. Some of them come here to hustle. Now hustle. Hustlers. Hustlers. Let me tell you, I am sure of my calling. Whether you see it or not, I am sure of my calling. As long as you remain where God himself places you, nothing can remove you from there. It's a revelation. Let all the agents smuggle yourself, even smuggle until you find yourself going in and out of my bedroom in closeness. Then strike later. You will soon discover that They that be planted of the Lord cannot be moved. Praise the Lord. If God be for me, who will be against me? Go and ask those who demolished this church. Go and find out how much they spent to make sure we are not here. And we didn't spend anything. We only challenge our calling. That is why I am not afraid to lift up any minister. Pastors don't lift up ministers in their churches so that they will not break the church, because everyone that has a gift believes he is already a master. He cannot be under any pastor again. He must be the general of Isaiah too. Stay where God has placed you, and Bride Assembly may not be your church or God prophet. Once you discover that this is not where you are supposed to be, leave. Go to where God is taking you to, if it is God that is leading you. But if it is some selfish purpose, mammon's workshop you want to go and open, you will keep struck, especially after you have passed through this church. Watch all of them that left this church to go and start whatever they are doing there. They never find peace. It's not a curse. I'm not cursing them. I'm telling you a principle, because they have heard. If you didn't hear, it's a different thing. But they have heard. Okay, mention any of them now. Or you want to mention the one where they do RNG prophecy. Police will not catch her how many times? Or which one? Mention, remind me anyone you know. Praise the Lord. And a ministry is not grammar. Ministry is not grammar. It's not intellectualism. Amen. Ministry is a call from God. It's a placement by God. And so you see somebody, people make shipwreck of themselves. Ministers that we ordained here to serve here, you left here, evidence that you have left Eden, where God has placed you, is the miserable life some of them are living there. A minister that was here. Oh, when Satan want to finish somebody. Minister that we ordained here, was serving here, was prophesying everything, blah, 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 blah. You know, before you know what? Amen. God lifted him up, made him, you know, brought back his glory. Suddenly, something entered his head. He went to open shop somewhere at Mafuluku. Now, the thing folded up. Where is the prophetic anointing? Then this is what you hear them saying. Anybody that leaves Bride Assembly, the anointing, no, they flow again. Pastor Moses is occultic. If you leave, he will attack you. You'll not be able to prophesy again. Now me make you prophet. Now me make, if you make you prophet, then me I'll not be prophet. Do you know how I desire that gift? If I desire that gift, some younger way prophesy that they make for me. Do you think that Sunday you will have been making that younger for me like that? I go call him. If you like, he pick. If you like, he no pick. Because you know, if I'm calling him, maybe I won't give him one case to handle. If you, and they call you to give you people, make you pray for sick people. And they call you, make you do deliverance for anybody. And they call you, make you do Bible study for anybody. Because I have that one. But they call you because there's something you have way past me. If sometimes I go vex, I go say, God, give me this grace that these children will not be making younger for me like this. No matter how I pray, he will only expect me to stay where he has kept me. Stay where you are.